This is Optimize Your Brain with Julissa Byington, where she talks about how to optimize your brain to optimize your life.
Welcome back to another episode. Today, I've got Ron Wayman from Empower Life Kinesiology and Brain Integration joining me today. I'm really excited. Ron has been doing brain integration and kinesiology for over 30 years. His specialty is really empowering people, would you say, and doing a lot of coaching and teaching and helping people get better.
And that's right. It's a great way to say it.
To get better.
Because a lot of people don't feel that well.
I'm really excited because you have so much experience at brain integration and working with people in kinesiology. I feel like you're just this really big guru, and you've created colleges and many courses and training programs, not just for kids, but for adults and improving their businesses and things like that. So I'm really excited to have you join me today. Thank you so much for coming. And I'm really excited to talk about brain integration. It's my favorite subject.
And you do it. You are actually helping people with brain integration.
It's really great. So I just wanted to take your point of view and share it with our listeners about brain integration and how you see it working.
Absolutely. I'd love to. And thank you for having me here. And like she said, I've been doing this for 30 years and enjoying it every bit. So when I was thinking about this last night and this morning when you asked me to be on your show, I thought, what really should we talk about? Because there's so many things. The brain itself has so many parts and pieces, and everybody's out trying to fix it to make it work, whether they do drugs or yoga or whatever. And do I want to talk about that? And I thought about the word fix it. And I thought, I don't want to fix things. I want to help people have a holistic experience in their life, meaning self-empowerment. And yes, I use the tools in brain integration where we can look at a neurotransmitter, or we can look at the amygdala, or we can look at the cerebellum, and we can actually help them. But really what happens is the people that are really successful in life, whether that's a student or a mother or a business person, are the ones that feel that and they sense this holistic alignment. They have their brain working, their soul working, their diet working, everything's working together. And so it's a holistic approach rather than a fix it. And so when I say that, just what do you think? What do you feel?
When you talk about a holistic approach, I really like that because I do see a lot of people that are like, hey, fix my child, he's driving me crazy, or they're struggling or they're running around like crazy. And I just think, wouldn't it be nice if the whole family was humming at a high level
and working together? Because oftentimes if the child is acting like that, like you mentioned, there is something else to consider. Maybe there's some stress in the relationship and with the parents, or stress at school with bullies with the kid. And if we just focus on, oh, got to get this kid to stop running around and acting crazy, we're not really acknowledging that child may need some attention away from the problem. And yes, they could use some help with using acupuncture points with energy work, or maybe they need some exercises or change their diet. But if we just go in and fix it, we may miss the big problem and we have to keep fixing it and fixing it.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. I had an experience this week myself with my daughter, and my first reaction was, stop. But then I had to stop and say, wait a second, you have tools, and step back and take a look at my daughter's whole world. And then to say, oh, let's start piecing it apart. And she really calmed down so fast as we started looking at the bigger picture.
And then actually it's less work. You had less brain integration work to do for her. And then you could do just a little bit because you did look at the bigger picture and holistic approach. Sometimes I use the analogy of a car. Someone's replacing their tires all the time and getting flats, and using a car analogy here because it's simpler, and they keep going back and they have to replace flats and they have to replace their tires all the time. And what they could have done is step back and look at the big picture. Maybe it's out of alignment. And so if the mechanic says, oh, you wouldn't have to come back and get new tires all the time and fix flats if we just align your car and align that train and the tires, then you would wear down the tires less, you'd have less flats. The same thing applies to the human body and alignment of your brain, the parts of your body, your physical parts, your diet, your emotion, your mindset, your relationships, and you bring them into alignment, then all of a sudden things will start working together and you will actually see where the problem is. Because what if the problem is a genetic thing? Like ADHD, sometimes they actually say there's some genes going on. But someone goes in and says, oh, I'll take a medication for that. Or do brain integration, just acupuncture energy. sometimes it doesn't actually work in the end because they haven't taken the time to look at the bigger picture and then go and support that child with proper diet. And then, because then they're not doing a holistic approach, and then they'll have this problem, they'll have that problem, they'll just keep spinning into problems more and more. So after 30 years, I work with all types of individuals and all types of problems, and I like to zero in. And in fact, I had an example last night where I came back because there was a situation that this guy was in. I wanted to help him out with some brain integration. Very nervous. He needed to take this major test. And he was afraid of failing. It was causing tremendous anxiety. And there was a brain part that could use some energy because we use formats of acupuncture points and yoga mudras and things like that to help zero in, to help the brain. But before I did that, I questioned him. And then I found out what the key thing was happening. And so it led me down a different path that was a particular gene and a protein that we could figure out how to help him with energy work and changing a little bit of his diet. And because I just paused just a little bit, the whole thing just moved really quickly because he was really stuck with anxiety. And I was able to help him. And then that area of the brain that was struggling, the nucleus ambiguus, actually, in the brain stem. And it was just fabulous. And he went away very empowered and very encouraged.
That's so fascinating. I love that you're talking about the brain areas because a lot of times people are like, that's great. You help people, but what do you do?
The first thing, obviously, the first thing in this, there's an interview and there's an understanding, and then we challenge with tests. So if it's a child coming in with a problem with reading and comprehension, then you do a test with reading comprehension, mm-hmm. of course, reading. And you track their eyes, because their eyes, you track, or is it their listening skills, or maybe they don't focus, they can read, but they're all over the place. But so we actually do a challenge. You can do a challenge with learning or a challenge with their muscles, because sometimes it's embedded inside of their muscles. And which I know some people say, how could that be? But it is, if you do a lot of work. Oh, that was so fascinating the other day. I was working with some mental health issues with a teenager and an adult. And I found that muscles, a high indicator of mental health, if they go to exercise and they can't synchronize with their exercising, it's a real strong indication of mental health issues. I know it does have a lot to do with the muscles. So then we test the muscles, right? Yeah. And we test the muscles. And from there, then we can track it down to certain acupuncture points that will tell us whether in the physical body, like an organ or a brain or a muscle, then we touch certain points on the body. And then we wait and we let the body align and synchronize itself.
Yeah.
Because you and I are not zapping the body and saying, you will do this. We'll be integrated. Not some cosmic superhero kind of thing. No, it's actually we pause and there's stress. And then there's a synchronization and a resonance happen where there's just like a chord on a guitar or a piano. And instead of having a discord, it becomes a sweet alignment and a sweet resonance. And like a song, it's almost like a song happens and they flow and then the body relaxes and it heals itself.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And the people are like, oh, thank you. Yeah, very calm after that. It's amazing to see that when we can find where that's at, how people just progress.
So let's take a child that is hyperactive, which we talked a little bit. And so sometimes in some research, they found that the child that's hyperactive, if they go inside the brain, there's not enough activity. So that's why sometimes an Adderall drug or something like that can make a change. Now, drugs don't work on everybody. They actually make it worse on some.
Yeah.
But there's not enough and it's not connected well. So actually, when we understand that the child's hyper, their song, that melody is not happening, that discord. So we will look at the amygdala, or we'll look at the cerebellum, or look at the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex, or we'll look at dopamine, but we'll also look at other energies between acupuncture points, and we'll challenge those acupuncture points and challenge that to see how the child handles it and then do accordingly. And then the activity will come up in the brain to work appropriately. So that default mode network that is always constantly going in each of us calms down the brain and keeps it in a nice rhythm.
And that's what I really love about this work is it's not a blanket, everybody gets the same treatment because everybody's brain and body works differently where the stress is stored and things like that. So it's really nice to be able to tailor this to everybody's individual needs.
And just say, okay, this one suit does not fit all. We go to each individual. So some people with attention difficulty, they have issues in their posterior cingulate. And you like that one. That's really a cool subject for you because we've talked about it before. And they don't show up with enough on the outside. Externally, they may be more quiet in their attention issue. And they have too much going on in their posterior cingulate. And then their anterior cingulate is saying, did I do the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? And so they get more emotional and they get afraid to speak up because their anterior cingulate is saying, no, no, you better not do that. So those children are pulling back.
That was my...
Was that your pullback? Yeah, I did too. And then I came to the point where I didn't. But anyway, and so helping to know which part of that brain is having the problem and helping that child be safe, because that's usually the problem. They don't feel safe in their environment. And then it'll calm down. And then the messages get sent appropriately to the insula and to other areas. So then what's the next cool thing is in our college, we emphasize exercises and movements that will accentuate and support that brain integration, of course. And there's teachers out there that are doing it. And that's really awesome. And others that are really doing it.
That's fantastic. My dream someday is to help teachers have a little toolbox that they can use in their classroom when they need to bring their class together. Teachers.
Like a little jack box that pops out. Here's a little tool for you.
Okay, good. Teachers work really hard, I think, to keep their classrooms together. And they do a good job with that. So we've partnered forces here. So Ron has a school that's Empower Life Brain, Empower Life Kinesiology. Uh-huh. And then we partnered forces to create a school called Empower Life Brain Integration to train additional practitioners to have people in the world with brain integration.
More and more people learn for themselves, which is important, and then to help others. Right. Because I've seen some people go out and they're trying to help others, but they need a lot of work themselves.
That's probably why we're drawn to it, right?
I needed it.
I do. I think it can help a lot of us. And then being able to get to the point where we can now support other people in our lives and around us.
It's really awesome. And there's many ways to learn. There's a lot of techniques out there on using points and or yoga or energy work, cranial, this and that and the other thing. And what this is a very organized, holistic approach, looking at it from the emotional, mental, physical, diet, exercise, all aspects to help people really integrate in a holistic way. And then they can go help others in return.
And then I always say we like to use the scientific approach with the Eastern medicine, the Chinese medicine approach with that, and just really marry that with diet, like you said, movement. Mm-hmm. It's a really great package to just cover all the aspects of life. And then coaching.
Yeah, the coaching part is very powerful. There's a lot of coaching out there, and that's great. But most coaching still is based on fixing and you need to change rather than how is that helping you? Why is this life like this for you? And be empowered by the problems are opportunities rather than obstacles. I think it's an opportunity to learn. I remember when I first started this 30 years ago, I was taking some classes and I was doing some work with some naturopaths and then some energy kinesiologists and doctors and stuff. I was trained in nutrition and also. But I was concerned about these big words and all this kind of stuff. Will I be able to really maintain it and know what to do and all that? And I thought, this is perfect. Because as I learned, then I could teach others to learn to do it also. That instead of being overwhelmed by the massive amount of information, by the way, there is a lot of information out there. Every single day, every day I get to learn. I use it as part of the path of discovery. Because that's what everybody is. They're overwhelmed. They're stressed. And they're maxed out. There's not enough time, quote unquote, blah, 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 blah. They're overeating or undereating or doing this and that. To learn how to help yourself through the path, your path is unique to you and your gift. And so when we're learning, like, for example, the Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, the acupuncture points and the law of five elements, the body clock on that area. And then you learn about the diet and emotions and coaching. It's so cool. And we become a discovery. And there are so many different techniques that work. And then as you learn them one by one, you add to your toolbox, it empowers your life. And so why be scared when it's a huge opportunity?
So cool. Yeah. And you do get addicted to learning now. I just want to know more and more and more.
But it's fantastic. A positive addiction.
Correct. Yeah, different. Drive to learn and know.
Yeah, positive addiction is not really an addiction, is it?
No.
And it's more that seeking pathway through your brainstem, and it comes up to your frontal lobes, and it's just so exciting, and you get the pleasure like, oh, I got an answer.
Exactly.
That's what a student's supposed to do in school. Wow, this math problem is really cool. Rather than go, do we have to learn this? I'm never going to use this in my entire life.
So opening up those pathways for us, but also for the kid. But, we know how to do that. And we just create excitement for people.
And I tell the kids that it's not necessarily that you'll do X plus one equals Y plus 355 every day the rest of your life.
Right.
It's the pathway of learning, the discovery of learning, and that you'll actually empower yourself to learn many things. And my best professors, I remember two professors in college that talked a lot about that. If we instill the desire to learn and how to learn and the growth of it, then I've done my job. And yeah, one was a math professor and the other one is actually a poetry professor.
Interesting.
Yeah. I took a poetry class with my wife. It's something to do that we could take together.
That's so fun. But then that's like coming back to the brain integration.
Yes.
Can help open up those pathways, but like actually de-stress so that the kids can do that on their own. Thank you.
To empower to de-stress, because actually stress is a very positive thing. I remember I watched a YouTube a long time ago where this psychologist was pointing out that stress about stress was worse than the stress originally. And that people with no stress, it wasn't good either. That stress actually is positive if you use it in a positive way. So that's what brain integration actually helps people do, is use their stress in a positive way to empower them. And there's did I tell you about that one study about the pregnant women? They did a study of three groups. One, they had zero stress. I don't know how you do that with pregnant women. But anyway, that's what they said. Medium stress and then high stress.
Mm-hmm.
And which one was the best for the children when they were born? Some people, we got no stress, don't want to hurt the baby, no stress. No, challenges actually are positive for growth.
Absolutely.
The zero stress was no good, and the ultra excess stress is.
We've used the analogy for that little chicken coming out of its egg, right? Has to have some stress, has to have some work to come out to be strong.
That's correct. Yeah. And I brought up trauma, the word trauma. And so there's the regular stress and there's traumatic stress. Have you started working with people that they have the regular stress, but there's other people that come in with trauma? And what have you seen?
With working with trauma?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually really different for each person. I have found that helping their bodies to de-stress, they tend to dissociate and want to escape and not feel good. And so being able to be present and to start working through the things that they won't escape from and feeling those feelings in a way that they feel like they can handle that.
And because they dissociate, because they're checking out and not really connected to reality 100%, then how could they ever complete their life? They can't have wholeness because there's two parts of them running. There's this part over there who's always on alert and wondering if they're safe. And there's the other part that's coping and trying to deal with life. Now, in my opinion, that's not wrong.
Right.
That's actually a safety mechanism that they had to do. Most people have something in their lives that just really overwhelmed them. Mm-hmm. Something. Now, other people have been through a major abuse, major abandonment, of course. And both of you and I have been through some major stuff. I have, and you have. And that actually led me to seek for answers because I had phenomenal chronic fatigue and was very sick. And I had learning issues in school. I had to force myself to learn. And so I had all those issues, and brain integration and all the work we've done has helped me tremendously. I have more energy now than I did in my 30s and more clarity and et cetera. Trauma is one of the most significant things that we find why people can't get well, why people can't learn, why people can't really enjoy their life. And I know right now that there's some really good work by some psychologists that are emphasizing more energy work, more craniosacral massage, yoga. And that group really doesn't understand our work yet. And I hope they find it soon. I have several therapists that are actually coming and get the brain integration for trauma. So that, because what happens, of course, is that separation. So the brainstem is supposed to keep us safe. It's supposed to run like, okay, are you okay? Or you're all run or fight or freeze or other things that they're still identifying. And our frontal lobe, the dorsal lateral frontal cortex, is supposed to regulate that. And of course, there's the medial frontal that's involved with this too. But anyway, it's supposed to regulate. And when it can't regulate that brainstem, when we're suddenly scared and get triggered by something, then the trauma takes over, the memory of that trauma. And so to get our dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex, as well as our medial prefrontal cortex and the other parts that we could identify, like a whole list of them, to get that to be in sync with that brainstem. And then all of a sudden, the trauma doesn't rule us. It actually becomes something we learn from, and we can handle that trauma.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the goal in our work.
And that's how people's lives improve and change. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate that. In the show notes, we're going to have all the ways that we can get a hold of you. If people are interested in learning about the Empower Life Kinesiology School, the Empower Life Brain Integration School, and then becoming a certified practitioner, that was also going to be in there. But yes, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your expertise.
Thank you. You're fabulous.
Thanks for joining me this week. Hopefully this information was helpful. If you would like any further information, please check out my website. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you guys next week for another episode of Optimize Your Brain to Optimize Your Life.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember to listen, like, and subscribe, and share this with your friends if you love this episode with Jaleesa. She'll be back with another episode next week. This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not contain medical advice. This information is not to be used as medical advice or recommendations, and this information has not been evaluated by the FDA or other regulators. Although we have received training in a variety of techniques, we are not licensed therapists, psychologists, or physicians. We do not diagnose, treat, or cure medical conditions. Discussion of a particular result does not mean or infer that you or others will experience similar results.